Hello, and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And Juliana Smoke opens this week's preview.
Thanks, Rod. Today we're going to hear about a church that is reaching their community with the gospel by offering a free computer lab.
I'm John Graham. Mike Huckabee is with us today with a word for pastors about the war on Christianity and specifically the Supreme Court proceedings related to marriage.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with a pastor who, along with his congregation, use recreational ministry to reach their community with the good news of Jesus Christ.
I'm Myrna Brown. Small Town Poets, five members of the same band, how they still make music and minister together.
Also today, we hear the story of pediatric hospital chaplain John Opio on our Missionary Moment. So let's get going for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Providing a free computer lab, help with homework, job search, and the life-changing news of Christ. It's what's happening in this community, and Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke has the story.
Family Life Missionary Baptist Church in Jonesboro, Georgia, wanted to reach their community with the gospel by offering a free computer lab. The lab has 8 computers with internet access and a computer knowledgeable staff member available to help them with computer needs and share Jesus. Rosemary Lands helps to run the lab, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. The lab now has only been up and running for 6 months, but it has been a vision for your church for quite some time.
Yes, it has. It's been a vision, I know, over 10 years.
Wow.
For us to have a computer lab that we could offer to the community, and because of an article that I happened to be reading one day in the Christian Index, I saw this young man named Louis Finch, who God had given him a ministry called Computers for Christ. And that was what he did. He would help churches or nonprofits in starting a computer lab.
You know what I love to hear is that God put that vision in your church's heart, and then he showed you how to do it.
Yes, he did. And God is so awesome. You never know how he's going to answer your prayer. And just reading the Christian Index, there's Louis Finch saying, this is what God put on my heart to do. I'll help you set it up. I'll even help you with some of the hardware. Whatever you need, just call me. And we called him, and I'm telling you, the rest is history.
Oh, wow. Wow, because having access to computers and the internet is a big need in your community.
It definitely is a big need. Our community has many families, single-headed household, and even some that are married that just don't have access to a computer. And you know, in this day and time, it's very difficult pretty much to make it from day to day without having access to a computer. People come there and they can job search, they can submit resumes, kids can do their homework assignments, they can get help on the computer from these different sites as far as their different academic curriculums. So it's just an awesome way to connect with the community. It's an awesome way for the community to get introduced to so many aspects of our ministry, but more than anything, to have an opportunity to get introduced to Christ just by coming in and getting a need met, something just as simple as having access to a computer lab.
That's right. That's right. And your church, you see this as a tool to draw them in and share Jesus.
It's simply evangelistic for us, and that's how we see it. People come in the computer lab. We have a staff person or a team that's there to assist them. And before they leave, we offer them an opportunity to share Christ with them.
And over the past 6 months, how have you seen the Lord use the lab to draw people to himself?
You know, over the last 6 months, we have seen at least 20 to 25 people accept Jesus Christ, from young people to adults.
Oh,
and
wow.
It has been awesome.
What has it meant to your church to be used by God to spread the gospel in their community?
It's been humbling. It's been awesome. And it's been such a blessing. Because when we moved in this community, our entire goal is to be able to meet the needs of the community, not just spiritually, but physically as well. So we really work at being able to meet all the needs that the community may have.
It is incredible to hear how the Lord is using a free computer lab in a mighty way. If someone's listening and wants to do something like this in their community, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with us by going to our site, familylifembc.net.
We've been speaking with Rosemary Lands with Family Life Missionary Baptist Church. Rosemary, thank you so much for joining us today and reminding us to look for areas that we could be used by God in a mighty way in our community.
Thank you for having us.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. Here's what people are saying about Surge 150 Music Camp.
Music Camp or Surge 150 is one of the most amazing camps because you meet so many people and the music is just phenomenal.
It's definitely given me a stronger relationship with God. I definitely, for my age, I feel more mature as a Christian.
Music Camp is the highlight of my year.
Surge 150 Music Camp, June 16th through the 20th at Georgia Baptist Conference Center in Toccoa. Go to surge150.com for more information. Surge150.com.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening and being a friend to Life with Purpose Radio. Mike Huckabee is in the race in more ways than one, and he shares his thoughts with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Recently, the Family Research Council hosted a conference call for pastors. Their guest was Fox News host and 2016 presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee. Governor Huckabee, what is your assessment of the landscape for Christians in culture, and especially as it relates to this upcoming Supreme Court ruling on a constitutional amendment that redefines marriage?
I think it's fair to say that Christian convictions are under attack as never before, not just in our lifetime, but ever before in the history of this great republic. We are moving rapidly toward the criminalization of Christianity, where it's not simply going to be that a church's tax-exempt status is I want to say that across the country there are numerous cases, whether it's the chaplains in the military being told to put their Bibles away, no longer pray in Jesus' name, not to counsel people who are in a homosexual lifestyle, not to counsel them to try to seek assistance for that, but rather to affirm that lifestyle as being normal and appropriate. We're continually seeing the courts overturn marriage amendments in states, which is very disturbing because a lot of times elected officials are capitulating immediately when a court makes a decision. And let me just say that having served as a governor for 10 and a half years, I faced many Supreme Court decisions from the Arkansas State Supreme Court. But getting a decision from the court is not tantamount to saying, well, that settles it. It's the law of the land. And when I hear people say that, I just cringe, and I'm thinking, how many people pass ninth grade civics? This is not that complicated. There are three branches of government, not one.
It seems like so many have backpedaled from this issue, even well-known conservative pastors.
There are many people who just don't want to take this issue on. It makes you, in essence, a pariah within the culture of the ruling class. And for politicians, I can assure you that it makes you a pariah among the donor class. And even supposedly conservative donors and conservative office holders are running away from the issue. But the last backstop to stand for biblical marriage has to be the pastors in our pulpits, has to be those who say, we cannot capitulate on this issue because it's not our issue, it's God's issue. We didn't come up with the design of marriage, God did. It's biblical. We can negotiate many things that are clearly political and don't have biblical authority behind them. But I know that I feel very strongly, not just as a believer, but also as someone who has held public office, that when there is a clash between one's biblical convictions and principles and the law, one has to go with the biblical principles because they're going to outlast a human-made law that may, in fact, get overturned. And I'm asking and just encouraging all the pastors of America not to give up on marriage, but instead to help the congregation understand why it is the foundation of civilization, and why that our defense of biblical marriage is something that is not an option for Christian believers.
Well, many have said, and I think you agree, never has it been more obvious that our nation needs revival. How do you as a politician and a presidential hopeful react to that statement?
I certainly don't believe that if we elect the right politicians, we'll have spiritual revival, and that what happens in our churches will be the direct result of what happens in our government. I think it's quite the opposite. What will change America is when we have spiritual revival among God's people in our churches. That will result in people being elected who will hold to those biblical values, and it needs to be that we keep the right thing, the main thing, the first thing, and that means that we challenge congregations to be faithful citizens, but that means that they have to be informed, to be voters, but it also means they have to recognize that God is going to do a great work in a nation, but only after it's done a great work in the individual hearts of believers and in the churches that hold to biblical truth. So I absolutely believe that it's what happens in our pulpits first, that will have a bigger influence on politics than politics having an influence on pulpits.
Are you hopeful that biblical marriage will win the day in our country?
If it's going to happen, it'll happen because the pastors are willing to stand, and they put the pressure on the politicians, political figures, and even the corporations that's been lacking.
Well, we have so much more to learn from you, Governor Huckabee, and we thank you so much for your time with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Here at Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you listen each week. We would like very much for you to become involved with our community here at Life with Purpose Radio. You'll find us on Facebook.com/LWP Radio. Again, Facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. And you can get to us by email, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. It's always good to read your comments, questions, and story suggestions. And by the way, we're continuing to offer you our free book just for being a listener to the program. You can get it at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And again, it's free at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. All right, let's get back to this week's stories. Here's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. Small Town Poets, five members of the same band living in two states on two different coasts, and how they still make music and minister together.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is the heart-tugging story of SBC Pediatric Hospital Chaplain John Opio on today's Missionary Moments. Right now, let's get over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Ball Games and Buses.
Thanks, Rod. Some churches are discovering ways of serving their communities, reaching families in unique ways. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a pastor of a church in a rural location of Georgia, reaching families with the good news of Christ.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Danny Sorrells, who's the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church in Newborn, Georgia. Danny, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me, Dr. White.
Danny, your church is doing some really great things in reaching the people of your community. Please tell our listeners how God has led you to reach your community through the bus ministry and recreation ministry and other ways that you're touching your community.
Well, first of all, Dr. White, I am a bus kid myself. I was raised in a family, never went to church till I was 11 years old, and a bus carried me to church. Actually, my story is a piece of bazooka bubble gum and a red and white bus. It's what got me to church and got me to Jesus. Then I was actually called into the ministry at 15 at Shiloh, and I came back in 1998 to pastor there. Growing up in that community, it's such a rural area, I knew that the kids there, their parents worked back toward Atlanta. The county seat was in another direction, and so most of the kids couldn't participate in sports activities and things at school. And I was one of those kids. Shiloh had an old ball field with a cow gate on it, and when I came there in 1998, I said, someday we'll have ball teams out here. I would be wrong to say that I envisioned it being what it is today, because I didn't quite see it that way. At that time, we had the one old field, and we started with four teams in 2006. Today, We have three fields, a gym, and over 600 players. And on any Saturday, especially during the summer when we have the baseball and softball games, there's 12 to 1,500 people on the property.
Oh, my.
One of our goals was to not only offer recreation, but to find a way to get the gospel out. Mm-hmm. And so in every game on our facilities, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, there's a time in the game when everything is stopped. A coach that has been selected comes to the center of the field and with a microphone gives a devotion, a gospel presentation. So therefore, all the players are hearing the gospel, but also the fans are hearing the gospel in every game. So that means that sometimes on Saturday, I would say as much as 16 times in a day, there's a gospel presentation to all these people.
That is absolutely incredible. And, you know, you can't share the gospel of Christ without having impact on individuals and entire families. I wonder if you know of a story that you could share with us about an individual or a family that was touched with the gospel and came to faith in Christ through your recreation ministry.
One that just automatically jumps out is Paul and Mary Margaret Saccone. Through some of their neighbors telling them about Shiloh's wreck, and they had two small children, they brought them, and through the relationships on the ball field, both of them came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and now both their kids have come to Christ, and then this year they enrolled both their kids in our Christian school, Shiloh Christian Academy. It's just been an amazing story to see Paul and his walk in faith as he leads his family, and they're highly involved in our children's ministry, rec ministry and all, and plus now the school as well.
That's incredible. You mentioned bus ministry. Do y'all run buses on the weekend?
Not on the weekend. We do on Wednesday night. We have five large buses that go out, plus a van.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand our area. There's a lot of dirt roads. We're in the country. When I was growing up, it was all farm area.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have more houses, but it's still, we're rural. I think to get to the nearest major town is probably 15 miles away. The buses go out, and we have volunteers that take them out, and we have folks that have come through a combination of bus and rec ministry. You take our chairman of the deacons, Pat Cleveland. When I came there, we had one van. I started driving it just myself on Wednesday nights and would pick up kids, and I had two little girls that I picked up, and the seven-year-old, every week she would ask to pray for her mom and daddy that they would get saved and come to church. Well, Pat was your typical good old boy, hunter, fisherman, loved to drink his beer, and just a good old fella, you know. One of our pastors went to visit him, and he kind of rejected him. And a few weeks later, the pastor and my wife and another lady went to visit him and led Pat to the Lord.
Amen.
And then his wife got saved, and then the entire family's in church, and now Pat is our chairman of the deacons this term.
That's amazing.
And is just a tremendous witness for Christ.
That's a great story, Danny. I know it's inspiring people who are listening to this interview. It inspires my heart and encourages our churches to look around the community and see ways that you can minister to the children and the families in your community, and God will use it to make a huge difference. I've been talking with Danny Sorrells about their recreation ministry and their bus ministry at Shiloh Baptist Church in Newbern, Georgia. Danny, thank you for what you all are doing to minister to the people of your community.
Well, thank you, Dr. White, and I'd just like to say, to God be the glory. You know, a piece of bazooka bubblegum and that man coming to get me at 11 years old and never having been in church, now my entire family is saved and serving the Lord.
Amen. We're so thankful for what happened with you, Danny, and with all of your family. And God is using you in a great way. I want to thank you for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on reaching affinity groups, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
The name Small Town Poets rings a bell with many Christian music fans. And Myrna Brown talks with the guys about their music, ministry, and logistics. Now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Now, the calendar on your wall and inside your smartphone clearly says the Christmas holiday has come and gone. So why aren't we beginning this segment of Life with Purpose Radio with a Christmas tune? Well, there really is a good reason. And here to help me explain it all is Michael Johnston from the group Small Town Poets. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, thank you.
You are going to help me break it down to our listeners. There are five of you in the band, and all of you live in different cities on both coasts. And so, real quick, who lives where?
Okay, this is Michael Johnston. I'm the singer for the band, and I live in the Atlanta area. Our bass player, Miguel, also lives in the Atlanta area. We live in Gwinnett County. Danny lives in a small town about 40 minutes or so from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Byron, our drummer, lives in another town in North Carolina that's about an hour away from where Danny lives, in Mooresville. And our guitar player, Kevin, lives in Vancouver, Washington.
Wow.
Which, for the savvy, they'll know that that's just over the river from Portland, Oregon.
Stay with us, listeners. We're going someplace with this. Now, all of you were high school buddies back in the mid-90s when the band started.
Three of us actually met when we were teenagers back in the 80s.
Wow.
In a small town in South Georgia. That's the small town in Small Town Poets, Tipton, Georgia.
Okay. So the first couple of years of the band's existence, you all, you know, all lived in fairly close proximity to each other. And then you scattered. Okay, so now the reason for the Christmas music, it really brought you all together for the first time in many, many years in the studio, right?
That's right. Yeah, it had been about 15 years since the five of us were in the studio at the same time working on new music together.
My, talk about a reunion. Tell us about it. Any stories? Any studio stories?
You know what? We were all pretty giddy, you know, which is kind of funny to see grown men overjoyed to be in that situation. It brought back a lot of memories. Every time we get together, we're just remembering road stories and inside jokes and things like that. But mm-hmm. The thing that stands out is just the fact that these guys, just having done life with them,
yeah.
Being on the road together, and that doing life being centered around our faith in God and our relationship with Jesus, there's just a depth to our relationship that when we get together in that context, it's just like nothing else that I've experienced in life.
As a matter of fact, you say Small Town Poets is a brotherhood. That's the word, brotherhood.
The five of us really do feel like brothers. And that was one of the things that came out this time being in the studio together, is that as we've grown and in our faith, as we've grown as people and as men, it was so much easier to let each of us rely on each other's strengths.
When this life is over, I fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Tell us about your latest project together as a band.
The way that songs develop with us, there's no rhyme or reason necessarily. It can happen different ways. Sometimes it's Miguel coming with something that he was just playing when he picked up the guitar a couple of days before we got together, or it may be that Danny has a complete idea that he sits down and plays on the piano, and we just kind of add parts around those things. But we shared things. We started some recording processes ahead of time, kind of some pre-production, where we'll record a pretty good demo and then just kind of add things together when we get together in the studio. I think we were able to get further faster with the creative process,
mm-hmm.
Because we're really trusting each other, really mm-hmm. trusting each other's strengths. That trust is something that doesn't happen overnight, and it's not something that's easily duplicated.
It's best to meet these things head on, she said, before too much gets on your mind. Thoughts like books are piling up. Some Sometimes the lessons don't seem kind.
I can't let you go without just talking about the Georgia roots.
Well, I came to faith in a small Baptist church, and Danny and Byron, their dads were both ministers of music at Baptist churches in Tifton. The three of us owe a lot to the men and women that taught Sunday school classes, that were there living their faith out in youth group activities, and being able to cut our teeth creatively as well as come to faith in those environments. It's just something that we appreciate, and it's part of who we are.
Yes, and we're very proud of you. Well, Michael Johnston from Small Town Poets, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here on Life with Purpose Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Myrna.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Dallas, Texas on Life with Purpose Radio.
I love the call that Jesus gave me. He says, "You shall be witnesses." And so that's what energizes me and takes me to hospital every single day to be a witness of something that God is doing. In the hospital, we have a chaplain 24/7. The family may have just gotten some bad news, and the person who can come there within no time and help this family is the chaplain. When a child comes into the hospital, they feel alone. This is not my room. My friends are not here.
I wonder what this is.
The second thing is the threat of freedom, because when you put on a hospital gown, your freedom is gone. The third area that a child faces, the threat, is the threat of meaning. Why now? Why me? And then the last area that a child faces the threat of is the reality of death. Those are the real threats that all children face. But all in all, we are heading towards, where is God in all this?
What if I put...
It's not just always bad news. It's also a place of good news. But some days I get called to very intense moments.
Most of all,
I hear a lot of bad news during the day. But I have been called by God. So it's all about God's business. And that's what keeps me going every day.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope the stories today have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Computer Lab Ministry, Mike Huckabee, Ball Games and Buses, Small Town Poets, and SBC Chaplain John Opio in Texas. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and Agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thanks again for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.